Ina noa nei, haere au ki te hopu I etahi kōrero I te rōpū, Young Life, noroto mai te whenua o Vanuatu. Rātahi anō tō rātou whenua, ka tino pakaru mai I te hauā whiowhio, te hauā whā e kia nei ko PAM. Nā reira, kai te whakarite rātou ki te waiata I roto I tētahi konohete hei kohi kohi muni mō tō rātou whenua. Kia mautanu mai.
Babylon down, the fire burn down the tears.
We're very lucky I've got the opportunity here to talk to some of the people from Vanuatu, and as we know, our listeners, our relations over in Vanuatu have had it hard with Cyclone Pam, and I'm talking to one of the band members who are here from Young Life. So just introduce yourself and tell our listeners who you are. And
hi everyone, my name is Anu Robert. I come from Vanuatu, and one of the smallest island of Vanuatu, Haniwa. I am a lead singer from Young Life Band, yeah.
And so you've been doing music for quite a while, obviously, because it sounds pretty awesome in there. getting into the groove in there. Yeah. How long have you been doing it for?
I've been playing music since when I am 9 years old.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So we started to play together in 2008. Yeah.
2008. Oh, yeah, so that's a good seven years. Far out. You got a bit of practice on in there, and it's sounding pretty tight. So you're over here in New Zealand. What was the main reason for you coming over here?
The main reason is to perform in Newtown Festival.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yeah. And how did it go? Because that was a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? It was last week.
I can
You just tell him lo bishano pa mi transe.
Sorry, can you just...
Let me ask him, say, Shoblo Newtown Festival, or someone we
got. Yeah. It was very excited. Yeah. Me first time to be here in New Zealand. Yeah. And part in this, one of this great festival, the Newtown Festival. It was amazing. And to me, I really appreciate to be here and part in this one of the most festival in New Zealand called Newtown Festival.
And so, as you know, we've had this big storm has come through Vanuatu, and it hit Vanuatu very bad. Also come to New Zealand. But I think we're pretty lucky because we got off pretty, you know, pretty unscathed in comparison. Yeah. So tell us about what you're thinking about towards home, you know.
Yeah, when I hear about the cyclone destroy my country, I feel so sad. Yeah. Mm. I've been so on YouTube, and someone's posted on Facebook, and when I see, I feel so sad. And to me, I want to go back home to see my family, and I hope my family stay safe.
Have you heard from them yet?
Not yet, because the whole connections around Pōtira down and trust by the cyclone.
All down, eh? No communications whatsoever.
Yeah.
Far out. Yeah. I know we've got quite a few crews of New Zealanders going to Vanuatu.
Yeah.
It's probably one of our closest island nations, really, closer than Australia, really, in distance, I'd say. So I think we're all feeling for the people over in Vanuatu. This gig tonight to raise funds for the people back in Vanuatu. What do you say to the people that are listening now?
To me, I think... I want to ask every people from Wellington to come over and support us, just to help, just to raise some fund for our people, impact in our country. And just come along with friends and families, come supporting us.
And come and listen to some music.
Some music, Because tonight, tonight we also perform some reggae music,
Of course, you'll be one of the first bands up, And so you'll be playing for how long?
Maybe 2 weeks.
About 2 hours.
Two hours.
2 hours?
Yeah.
2 hours? Sorry. 2 weeks is a long time. That's all good. Yeah. It's all good, brother.
As long as they keep crying out.
So I'm listening to this track in here, and it sounds like it's an original track.
That's my original track.
So you're the writer as well?
Yeah, me. Wow. I am a composer for this one.
And all of the songs that people will be listening tonight will be from you guys, will be original songs?
Yeah, that's our original songs,
And you do some in your language?
Yeah. Most, I think...
In Bislama or your language?
I think one in my language and one on Bislama.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And in English as well?
In English as well,
So it sounds like it's going to be an awesome night. Because we've got a few New Zealand bands that have come along and offered to support too, eh?
Yeah.
And so, tell us about your relationship. First of all, tell us who you are in relationship to this.
Okay, my name's Mike Hogan, and I'm the New Zealand tour manager for the band and band member as well. I met the guys while I was living in Vanuatu for 3.5 years, from 2009 to 2012, and formed a relationship through music with them at the youth centre where they're all based. And we've toured around a lot while I was there, and I've always wanted to bring the guys over to New Zealand, and just managed it this year.
And fantastic opportunity, I suppose, for New Zealanders to see what's out there in the Pacific as well, In terms of tonight's gig, because you're obviously playing in the band, so I could hear your harmonies in the background before, But in terms of tonight's gig, not just you guys are playing. Who else is going to be there to support this fundraiser for Vanuatu?
James Coyle, who organises the Newtown Festival, has been awesome with this event. He's jumped right on board, and he's got the Newtown Rocksteady crew coming down, which is an awesome band. So they'll be playing down there, and I think there's a couple of DJs as well, and I'm not too sure. We're still trying to confirm whether there's other acts or not, but it's going to be an awesome show.
It's going to be in Edward Street, isn't it?
Yeah, at Meow.
I mean, this has had huge headlines across New Zealand, this particular issue and Cyclone Pam and its effects on Vanuatu. I suppose having the boys here brings it home to people. I mean, most people don't really meet many people from Vanuatu, in New Zealand. So having you guys here brings it home to the punters, I suppose. Have you found that?
Yeah, it's... given that Vanuatu is so close to us, it's there's surprisingly small amount of interchange between the two countries. We've got the REC workers here, of course, but a lot more is known probably about Samoa and Tonga, Fiji in New Zealand, than Vanuatu. It's just a pity that it takes a catastrophe like this to put the focus on, because it's a beautiful country and beautiful people, and I think over the years it'd be great for us to develop the relationship more,
Especially music-wise. I mean, when I went there, I went to a gig at the South Pacific University, I think it was called.
USP.
And that was fantastic. I mean, we saw some great talent there when we were there. Yeah, and I'm sure that there's probably loads of talent in all the little islands around Vanuatu, yeah? Tell us about some of the other music that's around in your country.
Yeah, right. Most people, other bands back in my country, they have also play reggae music.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We have string band, is our local music, yeah.
But it's big time, eh? Reggae music is big time,
yeah,
over.
Yeah, the reggae music is big in my country, yeah.
Do you guys, yeah?
Yeah.
And do you guys listen to any New Zealand reggae?
Yes, one the band I know before is Mr. TK.
Mara TK.
I think Tiggy
Ness. Oh, right, yeah. Right, yeah, Tiggy Ness, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I also listen to Black Seeds.
Black Seeds, yeah, yeah.
Facebook, YouTube. And
Catch a Fire, yeah.
And one of the most, and I like reggae, this reggae music. I think House of Shadow.
How big is the venue in at Meow?
Yeah.
Is it a big venue? Is it a big place?
We've got the capacity for 400, 450, but we've got a contingency venue. If it gets too big, we can move to James Cabaret.
Oh, really? That's a long way away.
Yeah, it's a long way away, but I'm at this stage, it's looking like we'll probably just keep it at Meow.
Yeah.
But our sort of policy at the moment is if we hit more than 1,000 people saying they're going on our Facebook page, then we'll shift to James Cab. They've agreed to donate the venue if we need to.
I noticed you've got a Facebook page. Tell us a little bit about that, because what's it got on there and how do people connect up with that?
Well, it's in association with the Wellington Vanuatu community, and it's a fundraising event page. I'm not too sure how people hook up to a page, but I'll tell you exactly what it's called, and then I guess if you just search search on the old Facebook.
A good preliminary search will get you.
It's called Vanuatu Fundraising Show with Newtown Rocksteady and Young Life Band.
There you go, listeners. Yeah, yeah. And so if you're wanting to get along there listen to some hardcore Vanuatu, come down there on tonight and have a look on the Facebook page, because it's got all the details on there, I suppose. Yeah.
Yep.
So what's it got on there?
It'll have if any changes to it, it's got the current address of the venue and the starting
Meow.
Time and the entry, which is $10 to get in, and there'll be. The girls will be passing the bucket around, and there might be a few other sort of bits and pieces for sale or whatever to support the cause. And I think they're going to, the venue looks like they might donate some kegs, or so we might get some kegs from suppliers, and the venue will sell them for us as well. So all that information is on the site. And if there's any changes to the venue, last minute changes, that'll go up there as well. But there'll also be people at the venue redirecting. If it changes.
Yeah. How many people are coming so far?
Far on the page, it says just as of now 491.
Well, that's pretty, almost 500.
But that's after two days, a day and a half.
That's not too bad.
Being up there, so it's, there's been a lot of support.
At what time does it start?
It starts at 8:00.
8 p.m.
Yep.
There you go, listeners. 8 p.m. tonight. You'll be able to get down there, walk up, rock up. It's only $10, and you've got some fantastic entertainment. Of course, other things are happening there. I mean, you've mentioned the music, but are there little films, or is there any information about what's happening over in Vanuatu being handed around, or something like that?
Yeah, there's just the music, but there will be people talking, giving a bit of background information from the Wellington Vanuatu community. And, yeah, there was going to be an art auction there as well, but it looks like that's become a separate event because there's so many people that were kind enough to donate artworks from all around the country.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been getting support from the whole country, pretty much.
Yeah,
wow.
It's great.
So how do people give their support? I mean, if they can't be there on the night?
Yeah, well, we've got a... All of the funds that get raised go to through the Red Cross, who have said that they're creating a bank account for us, and the money will go 100% to Vanuatu. There'll be no admin or anything like that taken out of it. They're already on the ground throughout the whole of Vanuatu, and they're a fantastic organisation, got a great reputation as a NGO for these sorts of things. And so on the page there'll be a bank account that you can donate to as well if you can't make it down to the event and you feel like you want to help out in any way.
Well, there you go, listeners. And of course, to get, all the crops and all that have been destroyed by the cyclone, so food's probably going to be a scarce thing. Do we need to be prepared to buy food or send food over to Vanuatu, cans of food and all that kind of stuff, do you think?
I'm not really too sure how that how the whole thing is playing out, but I think that's why we sort of decided to go through Red Cross, because they
know what to do.
They know what to do. Yeah, they've got experience with this, and they know what's sort of needed. And and over the next few days, once they get more information from the Outer Islands and stuff, they'll be able to coordinate things a bit better. And so I think really the cold hard cash is the one at this stage.
Cold hard cash. Yep. I like that. So you guys must be a bit anxious to get home, eh? To see the family and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, tell us about your family and you know.
Yeah, I think some of us are like my drum player. Her grandmother.
Yes.
Explain with those.
I think yes. Mother-in-law. I think would say.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, passed away. She was. They live on a small island just off Port Vila, and a wave took her. Unfortunately, and she was washed up, dead. Yeah. So he's quite sad about that.
Quite keen to get home and...
Yeah.
I would be definitely, just to help out, especially the family.
Our family is still safe, but we lose our houses.
Yeah.
Destroyed by the cyclone.
Yeah. But you seem still, you know, smiling and... I suppose your family's safe now, though, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's still safe.
I like the fact that you're still smiling, even though at home it might be a bit... devastated. That's a good attitude to have, eh? So, your little island, what's it called?
Aniwa.
Aniwa?
Aniwa, yeah.
Oh, hey.
Aniwa. My mother comes from Malekula.
Yeah.
And my dad came from Aniwa.
Aniwa. Yeah. Oh, okay.
My mother's from the northern province.
Yep.
My father from...
Malekula.
Yeah, Malekula.
Malekula.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That sounds almost like Māori.
Yeah. The second highland, which is the biggest island.
Oh, really?
Second, yeah.
And the languages, because you speak different languages, even on Efate, eh?
Yeah, but different from Efate and from Sonto, from the other highlands.
Again. And Tana and all those, yeah. Oh, okay, so... give us a bit of your language. Tell us about yourself in your language. 2 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. From my... I don't know my father's language, but I know my mother's language. Because I... Yeah.
Yep. From my... That's still your language.
Okay. Aras te gerta doklai. Nesanyo Arno Robert. Nyamil gita life. Memberi ni kami tutup lagi, kami memberi ni kapul lo senior, re daron fantasy kami.
Fantastic! You're just giving our listeners a bit of a taste of your language from Malekula. Malekula?
Malekula, yeah.
Hey. Sounds like Maraikura in Māori. But been a pleasure to talk to you today, and we wish you well in terms of your the gig.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we're going to be there.
Thank you.
Good luck with that. And when you guys head home, do you know?
Maybe we're supposed to leave on Saturday.
Yeah.
But we don't know about the flights. Maybe the flights will open or not yet.
Vanuatu?
Yeah, Vanuatu. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to leave on Saturday, but we don't know. If the problem is the big tower back in...
At the airport.
The airports. Rushed down by the
city. Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Also, they have to be special aircraft to land without the tower, right?
Without the tower, yeah.
Oh, far out. So it has been absolutely been devastated.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, well, so if you don't go back this weekend, you might have to stay here for a month.
Well.
Go playing everywhere to make money.
We're supposed to have him back on Saturday. Saturday flight, but at this stage I can't get through to Air Vanuatu, and I know the Wednesday flight tomorrow has been cancelled, so that's two flights already that of people that are backlogged, and but it sounds like the airport is reopened and flights are going back, but I would imagine we don't know as yet.
There'll be a backlog and those people get sent first.
And so our domestic flights too are kind of tied into that flight. So being selfish, I'll be pretty stoked if the boys get to stay on for an extra few days. But they're pretty keen to get back. So we'll see how we go.
Yeah, I was just saying to you, you might have to stay for another month and do some more gigs.
Go down south and go up to.
Just to finish this, round this one up, where can we buy music, the music from the boys?
We're working on that, because we did an album a few years ago, but we only had enough money to get a few hundred copies out, and they all went over in the islands, so we might do a reprint of that. But we're doing an EP at the moment today at Surgery Studios here, so hopefully when that's finished, we'll chuck it up on Bandcamp. And that will be available from there for either digital download or hard copy. So that'll be four tracks, four of the best, and so freshly off the mint. So that look for that maybe in the next in the coming week.
In the coming week,
yeah,
fantastic. And just tell our listeners again one last time the name of the group, where they're from, and all that kind of stuff, and where can they come and see them.
So it's Young Life Band from Vanuatu, and they'll be performing at Meow, which is 9 Edward Street, from 8 o'clock onwards. So tonight, come on down.